This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Company closed me up on one ground.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are out and about. And what are you going to do about it? I guess that's the big question. Drain the swamp? Anyone? We need to start there. There's no question about it. But, you know, it's a much bigger task. I think that Donald Trump is doing the right thing. I think that Donald Trump is politically naive about a lot of things. That's just my opinion. Now, I can't fault him for that because he's not a politician. Hello. And he's been in a position where he's loathe the politician. By the way, I do want to say that there actually are some good politicians that are trying to do the right things, and it's up to you to find them. Of course, here in California, we have a Democratic political bent, if you will, super majorities for Governor Jerry Brown, who is a totalitarian. You can call Jerry about just every one of the totalitarian names, and it fits. But you have a House or Assembly, and you have a Senate that's completely Democratic, super majority. They can do whatever they want, and they are. They absolutely are. So, Trump is not as astute a politician yet. He's a very good businessman. And I don't, he would admit that he's not a politician, of course, because he's just loathed them so much, just like we would loathe Jerry Brown here. And, you know, all of a sudden, if I was to be thrown into political office, going, oh, I'm one of them now. What do I do? You know, what do I need to do? And that brings me up to the whole thing about institutional knowledge, about how the institutions work, how Congress works, what are the technical demands. You know, you walk into a new environment, you're in an institutional building, and it's kind of like, you got all these different people scurrying around, these people you've never worked with before, never seen. You know, it's like the first day of school at a new school type of thing. And, I mean, that's really a pretty good analogy. And Donald Trump has walked into that. But, you know, he's got a whole country to run. And he's got the business mindset for it, but without the political, you know, connectivity, the institutional knowledge that everybody else has that's been in Washington, D.C., the swamp knowledge, if you will, the ways of the swamp. They all have that. And they're, because they're all creatures of the swamp, they understand the ins and outs. They know how to stall legislation. They know how to prevent legislation from coming forward. They have all the roadblocks all figured out. They know how that works. And Donald Trump does not. He doesn't. That's why I say he's somewhat, he's very naive about that. It's not a criticism. It's just a fact. And it's not that we should hold that against him, but we need to understand that. And, you know, of course, the problem with Donald Trump is that he's walked into where swamp creatures are on his same party. You know, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Paul Ryan. And, you know, I think he's learning the lesson that he probably should have done everything he can to get rid of Paul Ryan before he even started. Because look at the delay game now, if you take a look at the GOP agenda in Washington, that has taken its toll on the Republican-Trump agenda. The delay game with Obamacare by Paul Ryan. Hello. And where are we at with taxes? Delay game, Paul Ryan. Hello. See, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And they know the swamp and he doesn't. He's basically on pontoons in the swamp right now. But the good thing is that he's got vision. He's got a visual of the swamp where they don't. When you're deep down in the muck, you don't necessarily have that clear vision on how you might be drained. And I think that's really what we're going to start seeing with Donald Trump, hopefully, as he starts to realize who his friends are and who his friends aren't. And he's finding out he's got Republican non-friends that are just as brutal and deadly to his agenda as the Democrats are. Welcome to the show. I mean, on those cheery notes, I mean, it is amazing what we're seeing right now. I've never seen a persistent, opposition to a president ever in my lifetime as I've seen with Donald Trump. I mean, Reagan had it. Reagan really had it because everybody was so used to the Jimmy Carter thing, and there were so many liberals out there. God. I mean, they were just wreaking havoc on this country, just like they were with Obama. Now, we've managed to put some skids on, but it's basically been a lot of actions by Trump himself, which has started just as, you know, the person, the persona comes on board, everybody starts to follow in line, especially with business and all these different connections and so on. And he's doing some really, really good things, but we don't see it yet because he's incomplete. And we've got to go through that process of establishing, even yet, he's still got some people that aren't in executive positions that need to be placed there, that there's some delays and that sort of thing. So his administration, his bureaucracy is not there. The institutional knowledge for him to be able to run government is still deeply seated with Obamaites. So that's a perspective. I mean, take a look at the FBI. Hello. He got rid of Comey, but what did he get in his place? He got Comey Light. And there's no friend there. I mean, he's got no friends anywhere except for Jeff Sessions, except for Pompeo. I mean, the people that have already gotten on board, those people are his friends. So that's the institutional knowledge, but by comparison to what's out there in the Obama land, the leftovers, it's very, very small even to this date. But now I've said that, he's starting to get his sea legs, his swamp legs, his swamp legs underneath him. And that is the problem that we are hearing about right now. We're trying to figure out, I guess, what the Democrats are going to do next. I mean, they pulled out race cards. They've pulled out the Russian card, of course. They've been playing that one ever since the election. That it was the Russians who did it. And it's turning out to be Seth Rich who did it, one of their own, who they killed. I mean, I'm just going to make that leap right now. I believe that's exactly what happened. I'd love to see more evidence coming forward, but the pieces of those puzzle pieces are really starting to align. And we've long suspected, well, the killing of Seth Rich is a patent killing, a Clinton killing that we've seen so many times before. People messed up with the Clintons in some way, shape, or form, all of a sudden end up dead. There's a whole string of them. And they all seem to be under these similar circumstances, almost identical to how Seth Rich was killed. Now, the Seth Rich family isn't going to say that, but there's starting to be evidence that's starting to pull in, especially from investigators, Ron Wheeler in particular. He was hired by a private person to get information for the family. And those puzzle pieces that he just laid out, in fact, we had it in the last hour, are pretty strong in pointing the fingers at the Clintons and the DNC. We've seen it all before. So the swamp is draining, and they're struggling. They're blowing the place up. Now, on Drudge, it's kind of interesting. This morning I wake up to this article. I heard about something coming up from Putin. And Putin is now starting to ask some questions. It says, Putin offers transcript to prove Trump did not pass Russian secrets. And so this is what we have in terms of the Democrats and their accusation about Donald Trump with the Russians. Okay, I'm gonna give you the audio evidence of what they have in about a 5-second clip. Here it is. There it is. There's no there. There's nothing there. There's no verbiage. There's no evidence. Just the bumper music for Agenda 21 Radio. That's it. That's their evidence. Zero, zip, nada, nine, niet. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Send it out in SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
2-1-1-0.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, I just was going to be discussing some other things in the second hour, but I can't resist the apoplectic behavior of the left and presuppositions that they always post out there in the media, which just absolutely amazes me, the falsehoods and so on that the left puts out there. You can see why they're doing it. They're desperate. They cannot have this the Comey revelations come out. And they're wide open, and there's so many things that Comey knows about, and especially always being the cover person for the Clintons. So, and of course, the rest of the Democratic Party. So they had to create this manufactured crisis about the Russians did it and all that stuff, which is, you know, kind of amusing. Sure, the Russians, I'm sure, were spying on us and hacking and all that stuff, just like everybody else. This is the thing. Everybody else is hacking, too. So, anyway, this is the rundown. I can't resist this. It's not Drudge Friday, but I can't resist this. I just, in the break, I pulled up Drudge, and I said, what is going on here? These are some of the lead stories. I do this every once in a while, you know. These are some of the lead stories to kind of prove the point about what's going on there. And the deception that's happening, the foolery that's happening. I just can't say enough good things about it all. This is the first thing. In red letters, Obama thinks Trump is a BSer. Now, they wrote the whole word there. Real people, people politics. What does Obama really think of Donald Trump? He's nothing but a bull-esser. Okay. Gee, Barack, how do you really feel about Donald Trump?
What's the next big thing?
How do you really feel about Donald Trump? Let me get a little audio here in a second. Says she packs her own lunch and she still is allowed to drive. Cool, even keeled, no drama. Barack Obama is one of the few people in the country who hasn't publicly opined on the tweets and turmoil brought by Donald Trump. And so a persistent question to those close to the former president is, what does Obama really think of the man now occupying the Oval Office?
Is going inside the Obama's new life post-White House and revealing what the former First Lady and President really think about the current Trump administration. In the issue out Friday, the Obama's inner circle described their reaction as, quote, shock and awe. And two friends who spoke to Obama tell People that he described his election night conversation with Trump as him saying, quote, he's nothing but a BSer. And another friend close to Obama says, quote, Barack's deeply concerned with what he's seen, but he's also optimistic and heartened that citizens aren't just watching it happen, but engaging with elected representatives at town halls. But the Obamas aren't spending all their time worrying about their successors. In fact, they're reveling in their newfound freedoms. Friend David Axelrod tells People, quote, Barack no longer has that mortal power in his hands or the grave responsibilities. And for a guy who took those very seriously, that's a liberating thing. Now, when the two are in work mode, their aides still refer to them as FLOTUS and POTUS, and the Secret Service still won't let Barack drive. But they're relieved that dinner dates no longer take hours of security planning. And Michelle's getting used to a more casual way of life, attending SoulCycle classes near her home and working with her staff of four in D.C.'s West End. She even brings along a bagged lunch from home. Of course, when the two aren't working, they've been taking in some sun and enjoying a few pretty lavish vacations on a private Caribbean island. Obama looks like he's taken up kite surfing. Those, of course, images went crazy on the internet. And the two were yachting in French Polynesia with Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, and Bruce Springsteen. No big deal. And guys, what about the Obamas' famous pups, Bo and Sonny? I knew that you were wondering. Well, it seems like they're doing just fine, but they're just getting adjusted to life with a doorbell. It's something they were not used to hearing in the White House. The doorbells can make the dogs go crazy. We hope that their transition goes well. Man, it's good to see them doing well.
Oh, yes, it is. That's from People magazine. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just so nice to see them out of the White House. So they've got this whole thing going on now. The whole ruse, the BSer in town. As if Obama wasn't a BSer. You can keep your doctor, right? Now that's some BS, isn't it? Now that is some real BS. Now how many of you out there had your premiums raised with Obamacare? Can you raise your hands out there? Can you help a brother out? Sabotage in D.C. is another one. Comey's revenge may be far from over. Okay, that's a top story. Media reach peak meltdown. Media reach peak meltdown over Comey memo and Russian disclosure. Fresh pair of Trump controversies has press demanding impeachment, suggesting people will die. Frenzied for months in the pursuit of smoking gun to fatally topple the credibility of the administration, the media have become apoplectic. Or I like this guy. This is Jim Stinson. I like this. Have become apoplectic over a quick succession of controversies now beleaguering the Trump White House following a week dominated by press outage and outrage over the firing of FBI Director James Comey and defiant follow-up remarks by Trump. The Washington Post alleged Monday the president improperly disclosed classified information to Russian officials. God. See, this is, of course, what's happening is people are starting to digest the fact that on that issue, the president can declassify anything at any time he wants. And if he wants to tell, hey, guess what? On Air Force One, there's 5 toilets available for people. He can do so. It might be top secret today, but if he says that, it's done. Just a small one. Okay, Republicans offer no help. Now, this is one of the things I think is really critical for people, and I was saying this earlier. Hill, GOP reels from Trump chaos, struggles to chart course. This is from Bloomberg Politics. This is what they're saying in Bloomberg Politics. It says Republicans in Congress are increasingly dispirited over the chaos surrounding Donald Trump, with several saying the nonstop revelations are imperiling their legislative agenda. Really? That's kind of interesting now, isn't it? Let's go ask Paul Ryan how that agenda is working out for everybody, huh? There's only one impediment to the agenda, and that has been Paul Ryan. People need to wake up to that. Remember, Paul Ryan hates Donald Trump. He talks a good game, but it's not really happening. Those concerns mounted after news broke Tuesday evening that Trump asked James Comey to close the FBI's investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. We don't know that. There's no evidence of this. This is a rumor that was started, and there's no physical evidence. Show us the memo. It's not there. Again, there's no there in this story. So now we got the Comey memo that's debunked. There's no there. Nobody can come up with any evidence of that. Nobody can come up with any evidence of the Russian thing. And if he wants to declassify something, he can. And, oh, by the way, he was talking about with the Russians, with this whole thing sprang up, about security for aircraft flying in the sky, high above the ground. Now, I don't know why that might be an issue with the Russians and why Donald Trump might want to help them out, because it was only the Russians that had one of their planes blown out of the sky, killing 227 Russians over the Sinai about 2 years ago. Remember that? Now, I don't know why Donald Trump would share any information about saving people's lives in airplanes at 35,000 feet. Hello? Maybe because that's his job? stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots. Leafs. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. 215-TOP-TALK. That's area code 215-TOP-TALK. 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255 is the call-in line if you want to call and become part of the conversation. You know, dispelling the fact that I was just talking about, I'm perseverating. Not good for Paul Preston to perseverate on Agenda 21 Radio. But I am. I'm going to read for you the article that was in Breitbart yesterday, or at least part of it. This is my point. Show me the memo. Show me the evidence. I'll be more than happy to report the evidence, the real evidence. But I'm going to report to you the real evidence that we have right now about this whole thing about the Comey memo about Donald Trump. See, you knew there was going to be blowback, and there's going to be, because this is the draining of the swamp. They're gasping for air. They're suffocating. This is the title. This is the article that came out in Breitbart. And kudos to Breitbart to print this, of course. Our own Chris Street writes for Breitbart. More leaks. James Comey memo says Trump tried to shut down Flynn investigation. Former FBI director, now this is by Charles Sperling. Former FBI director James Comey, Charles Sperling, Former FBI director James Comey associates are leaking more information about his conversations with President Donald Trump, asserting the president asked Comey to let his former national security advisor, Mike Flynn, go. This is what we have. I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. Trump told Comey, according to parts of the memo, read to the New York Times, he is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Now, listening to the attorneys and just kind of what I know, superficially, I'm not an attorney. I don't think there's any there on that one. But I want to go back to the important part, which is salient and relevant to me, which is, by the way, very consistent to what we're seeing with all this mess now, in this part of the statement that was read by me. It was according to parts of the memo read to the New York Times. And, oh, by the way, I just clicked on, Comey memo says Trump asked him to end Flynn investigation. New York Times says Washington President Trump asked FBI Director James B. Comey to shut down the federal investigation into Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael T. Flynn, in an Oval Office meeting in February, according to a memo Mr. Comey wrote shortly after his meeting. Okay. It says the documentation of Mr. Trump's request is the clearest evidence that the president has tried to directly influence the Justice Department and FBI investigation into links between Mr. Trump's associates and Russia. See, Flynn had some sort of influence in Russia, right? They're trying to make that connection, which they can't do. It's not there. Said late Tuesday, Representative Jason Chaffetz, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, who obviously is a Trump hater, demanded that the FBI turn over all memoranda, note summaries, and recordings of discussions between Mr. Trump and Mr. Comey. Let's see how far that goes. Turn them over. We'd be happy to read them here on Agenda 21 Radio. We would be more than happy to read them if you got them. Now, this is not the first time they've asked for documents that they've never gotten about issues of Russia. But see, this is the point. There is no there. So, okay. Anyway, so you get my drift here. You see where I'm going with this whole routine. More of the business. Thank you. We have to point that out to everybody, of course. It's just the relevancy of the whole nine yards, I guess you can say, relevant to the whole Drudge Breitbart thing, I guess. Putin, Russia can prove Trump did not give classified intel to diplomats. That's the story that's starting to trend now. Whoever leaked it undermined the alliance. Flashback, Obama admin accused of repeatedly leaking Israeli military secrets. Franklin Graham, all churches should pull out of the Boy Scouts. That's an interesting one. I'm going to go back to this one with Obama, because we were talking about that Obama administration accused of repeatedly leaking Israeli military secrets. I mean, listen, this guy would get out daily and tell you where the troops are going to go next. Oh, by the way, we're going to have an invasion over here tomorrow or in a month. Get ready for it, Al-Qaeda. This guy was constantly... And what about Joe Biden and SEAL Team 6? What about Joe Biden and SEAL Team 6? Hello? I mean, we can go down the list of daily breaches of security by this president, Obama, back in the day. And they're talking about a conversation in which Donald Trump is trying to tell people save lives. He's trying to have that conversation about trying to save lives. I mean, because you got to remember that airplane was blown up by ISIS, who Obama created. I mean, the connectivity to certain events, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot deny. And it's very difficult because obviously they want to deny it as much as possible right now. It's not going to work. Ultimately, it will not work. Okay. Let's switch gears. I'm done with that. When there's there, I'll report it to you. And we'll all get along. But in the meantime, everybody's talking now impeachment. Impeachment. Even David Gergen. Oh, my God, David Gergen. God help me. David Gergen is saying impeachment? What in the world is really truly going on? David Gergen, of all people. Remember David Gergen? David Gergen. Clinton, Obama. Now CNN analyst. There's the feeling of impeachment. Impeachment. This is how desperate they are, guys. This is how desperate they are. This is how desperate they are. They want to wound him, making him a one-term president, and they're going for the jugular. It's early on in his presidency. I mean, we're 126, 27 days, and they're trying to. This is the whole thing. They're not going to get anywhere with impeachment. They know that. But if they can wound him and get the persona out there in the media and with the public, that's all they want. They want the narrative to be successful, to stick on the wall. It's taken, you know, about taking pasta and throwing it on the wall. What's going to stick on the wall at this point? And nothing's sticking so far. I mean, I think what's happening to Donald Trump, he's actually building up Teflon, his scar tissue, if you will, early on in his presidency. Because you see, when the things that they really fear the most on the left, after all is said and done, they really fear what they really fear about Donald Trump is he's going to be successful, especially with the economy, which are showing major signs of improvement just by his persona, his being there. Now, whether or not that's going to translate into votes later on, you know, that's to be seen yet. And whether or not all these Republicans are also worried about holding on to their seats. Well, maybe people like Paul Ryan should be worried. People will push back against these guys big time. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on the Agenda 21 Radio. And you want to call in, it's 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. Okay, now, Erdogan from Turkey, our man Erdogan. Who is Erdogan? He's the Turkish president, prime minister, whatever you call him, from Turkey. NATO ally, right? Anything but, actually, as it's turned out. He has been turning Turkey into an Islamic state, a radicalized Islamic state. And keep in mind, it's Erdogan who has, Erdogan, I guess you could say. I pronounce it several different ways, but it's close. He has, I have no respect for him. That's the problem. I'm sorry. He's a totalitarian monster. I mean, he truly is. And he has taken a secular Islamic state and turned it into an Islamic radicalized state over the last, I don't know, 12 years or so. However long he's been in office, he's been in office for a long time. He just quelched a coup d'etat here just recently. You might remember that. But anyway, he has reaches far and wide. He sees himself, and this is why I have no respect, he sees himself as the Grand Caliph. And when Obama became president, he was, oh my goodness, let's get all erect over Obama. And what happened is that he says, you know, at that point in time that, hey, Obama's our man. And, of course, this has all been planned by the Islamic masters out there in the One World Order folks, that Obama would come in. And then, of course, the very first place Obama goes for his very first international speech is, was the Cairo University, where guess what was formed? The Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, sure, he has to go back to his home turf, the Muslim Brotherhood, to speak. And who does he invite in? And Mubarak, as president, says, no, no, we can't have that. The Muslim Brotherhood. You know, he says, listen, I'm going to speak there. I'm going to come there. So you need to have in the front row the Muslim Brotherhood representatives. Now, they were outlawed at the time in Egypt, as they are now. So Obama comes. This is in, what, 2009. Very first international speech overseas, denouncing, of course, the United States and encouraging, guess what, the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, I don't want to go back to say who started the Muslim Brotherhood, but let's go ahead and do that. Who started the Muslim Brotherhood? Adolf Hitler, 1928, with Al-Banna in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood was created by Adolf Hitler. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, I have a little bit of concern about a legacy issue of Adolf Hitler starting the Muslim Brotherhood and perhaps Obama being wrapped up with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, we went on and documented from 2009 to 2012. Actually, I can give you, it was October 2012, in which we outed the Obama White House of having so many guests and so many people that were affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood working in the White House. That was a big revelation. Then everybody said, you're just nothing but a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. Hello, ding dong, we were right. Now, Erdogan in Turkey, best buds with Obama. Reports we were getting was just about every day the two talk. Because why? Especially when we went through the, oh, guess what? We had the Arab Spring, right? Oh, we forgot about that. And what about Benghazi, all that stuff that went on back then. And we just turned upside down the Middle East, right? We did, the United States. Muammar Gaddafi being killed. I mean, let's go down memory lane. And who's sitting on top? Erdogan in Turkey. And, oh, by the way, in the meantime, Erdogan's coming over here and negotiating with tribal leaders in the Indian nations of the United States of America. And what is he doing there? Well, he's doing nothing but trying to get a few lease contracts or buying the rights for minerals. Oh, I'm sorry. And what was the most important one of those? Uranium. Kerr Dam, anybody? Flathead Indians, anybody? Montana, Idaho, all that area up there? The Obama administration let Erdogan right in to claim mineral rights. Oh, and who was helping? Naturally, Hillary Rodham Clinton and the connections to Clinton Foundation. All of a sudden, we get stuff going on in Oregon. Thorium, uranium in Oregon. Oh, but I'm sorry, that was the Malheur Refuge. Lavoie Finicum, connect the dots, guys. Erdogan is a bad guy. He's an evil person. And he sees himself as the Grand Caliph, master of the worldwide caliphate. That's who Erdogan sees himself as. He's been a little bit derailed because Donald Trump's here. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. Yesterday, this is what happened in Washington. I bet you didn't hear this on the mainstream media, but that was a violent clash that occurred. It still is occurring, actually, on the video. That's a violent clash that was occurring in front of the Turkish embassy with Turkish security guards beating up on Americans. All bloody face. We're seeing that right now. The Turks attacked. They went out, and these are Kurdish people that were protesting against Erdogan. And, you know, it just happened that they run out there in public in Washington, D.C., and beat up on Americans. They are Americans that are out here. They're Turkish descent. But they're protesting Erdogan because he's a monster, and they know that he's a genocidal maniac. Now, I don't know why that'd be a problem for most people, but it certainly wasn't a problem for Obama, now, was it? One genocidal maniac to another, I guess you can say. I shouldn't be saying such things. Those are radical thoughts. Really, radical thoughts. How about truthful thoughts? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Listening to All Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and emails are paul@a21r.com and paul@agenda21radio.news. Numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. That's Numana, Numanna.com/agenda. Okay. Yeah, it's Bergeron, monster that he is, the Grand Caliph of the Worldwide Caliphate. See, Obama represents the Worldwide Caliphate. Hello, the good Muslim that he is. That's why the Muslim Brotherhood was present during his presidency in the White House, working alongside of everybody else. So it, I guess in a sense, the Nazi legacy, Adolf Hitler working inside the White House, doesn't that scare you a little bit? When you think of it that way, I mean, seriously, that's what you have. Now, nobody wants to report that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. We do here on, we've been saying this for years. This is nothing new for us. And some of you that are just new listeners to the show are just shocked. I'm shocked to hear about Nazis. Nothing to see here. Just move along. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And like I say all the time at this point in the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.